When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One of the most iconic movies of all time is 1984's Ghostbusters, a spectacular supernatural masterpiece about a team of parapsychologists running a unique ghost removal service in the Big Apple that starred Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and Sigourney Weaver. Now comes the next chapter in the original Ghostbusters universe, directed by Jason Reitman, who has a unique connection to the spooky series.
My hands hurt from galloping.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Hello, Jason. Congratulations on Ghostbusters Afterlife. I have not been so immersed in a movie for at least 2 years. I love the rawness, the honesty, the score. I can't wait to see it on the big screen again. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you very much.
Really, really. I'm not a Ghostbusters fanatic, but it's pretty much a perfect film. For our audience who may not be familiar with the background, can you explain why this film is so personal for you?
Well, this, you know, Ghostbusters Afterlife is an extraordinarily personal film for me because my father, Ivan Reitman, back in 1984, directed the original Ghostbusters. I was 6 years old on the set of that film, and never in my mind did I ever imagine directing this film. When I started directing movies, I came out of Sundance and the Toronto Film Festival. I made movies like Thank You for Smoking and Juno and Up in the Air. I was always more of an independent filmmaker. When people would ask me, are you ever going to make a Ghostbusters movie? I always thought they wanted to see my Ghostbusters movie, but really what they wanted was a Ghostbusters movie. They wanted, one more ride in Ecto-1. And it's an honor to have been the person to finally direct that film.
I enjoyed it so much, and I wanted to know, what was your goal when you set out to make the film? What were you aiming for? What were the biggest challenges, and what are you proudest of?
Well, I am the son of a Ghostbuster, so I guess it's no surprise that this is a movie about the daughter and grandchildren of a Ghostbuster. I wanted to, start fresh, in a new location. This is a movie that doesn't take place in New York City. It takes place in the American West. And I wanted to make a family story. I wanted to make a movie about a family that kind of needed to figure their relationships out and simultaneously make a movie that handed the proton back to audiences, the ghost trap, the PKE meter, the, Ecto-1, and then finally the original guys.
You mentioned in your introduction to the film when I watched it, happy Easter egg hunting. Do you actually have a tally of how many Easter eggs are in the film?
I don't have a tally, and I'll tell you why. I am still discovering them. You got to remember, I'm not the only person putting them in there. This is a movie that was made by people who love Ghostbusters. I'm talking about the cast, the crew, the visual effects artists, the prop people, the set deck, sound designers. Everyone is sneaking little things in. So right from the Columbia logo, there are sound effects that were literally pulled from the sound files of the 1984 film. There are pieces of music that were pulled from the original score. Then you're going to start noticing props, details in the background, little things in the visual effects, even little tiny details in wardrobe, things that I noticed people haven't even spotted yet.
I want to talk about McKenna, but just on this riff, have you ever understood why people are so fanatical about Ghostbusters?
I think if you saw Ghostbusters when you were 7 years old like me, then it was probably the scariest movie you ever saw. If you saw it as a teenager, it was the funniest movie you ever saw. It's a comedy. It's a horror film. It's a science fiction film. It is so many things to different people. And in that moment of the 80s, when there was all these great pieces of entertainment coming out, we're talking about E.T., Gremlins, Goonies. It was just kind of the high watermark of American entertainment. Ghostbusters was the number one film over the summer for 2 months in America. There's something about it. It's its sense of humor. It's a comedy, but the scares are real.
Hey, we got to talk McKenna Grace. I'm getting Jennifer Lawrence in The Hunger Games, Kristen Stewart in Twilight vibes. Yeah. I mean, honestly, for me, the film is all about Phoebe. You know, how central to the story and how important to the Ghostbusters story is the character of Phoebe?
I mean, absolutely. You know, the first image that ever popped in my head was a 12-year-old girl with a proton pack in the middle of a field. And I knew who she was. It was her name was Phoebe. I didn't know her last name. And then I realized, oh, she's Phoebe Spengler, the granddaughter of Egon Spengler. And just like Egon, Phoebe struggles to communicate with the world. And like any Ghostbuster, you know, she's an outsider who finds a way to become a hero by picking up the proton pack.
She's brilliant. We've got to wrap. Hey, good luck with the rest of your press day. And you've got a monster hit on your hands with Ghostbusters Afterlife. So. Well done, man.
Thank you very much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Finn Wolfhard and McKenna Grace play siblings Trevor and Phoebe Spengler.
Hello, Finn. Hello, McKenna. Greetings from Australia.
How you doing?
So well. I feel like I'm talking to a couple of cops, Wolfhard and Grace.
Yeah, joining exactly. Us now. It's good cop, bad cop. Or you're the bad cop, I would say. Yeah. Anyways.
So look, tell us about taking on a role like this. Finn, you're a bit more established. I really got the sense that we were watching a bit of a star be born in McKenna's performance as Phoebe at the center of this film. Did you get that sense?
Oh, well, McKenna is actually like probably, I mean, easily top five. And the top five, not that I've worked with too many actors, but I've ever worked with. And she's been in like every movie. So I already think she's kind of a movie star. I mean, she's got a freaking Emmy nomination. That's awesome. Sorry, it's a lot, but it's true. It's really nice. And I think like it makes me feel good when really, really good actors like get their day. And to watch McKenna and to watch Logan too. Logan's first movie, Logan Kim's first movie. And to be around and watch, you know, McKenna is like already kind of a veteran, but even, you know, I'm sure you grew on set. I grew on set.
Yeah.
Watching these people grow as actors and as people was like really rewarding and amazing to share scenes with them for sure.
Thank you for that answer. McKenna, do you feel like Phoebe is a role that's going to stay with you your whole life?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. And it's really funny. Watching the film now, because I was really nervous because I feel like I've grown a lot as an actor since then. It's been, you know, 2 years now. And I mean, sometimes that doesn't seem like too long, but for this, it felt like it was.
Yeah, really long time.
Like 10. It felt like forever. And I mean, I took a lot away from that set. I took away a lot of things from, you know, from watching Miss Carrie and watching Finn and the original Ghostbusters, watching all of these incredible actors and having such a good director. I learned a lot. So I definitely took away a ton. And not only will that stay with me, but I mean, just the fact of, you know, being in a Ghostbusters film will probably, you know, stay with me for a while, I hope.
Did it feel like Jason had a lot of pressure on him with his dad? He said that his dad was at work every day, like looking over his shoulder. Do you think there was a lot of pressure on him on this movie?
You know, I don't think it was pressure. I think if anything, like the worst it got was Jason was like there were no heated arguments. There were no heated anything. He would literally just be like, oh, my dad's on set, dude. Oh my God. Like imagine if your dad was on set right now. Like that's like the worst it got, which is really sweet. And, they were great together.
They worked so well together.
Yeah, they were really, really great together.
Yeah.
It was really nice to have Ivan there as well because it felt kind of like a pillow to have someone that was like, I don't know, it's like blessing the set or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like someone's there to support it that was there for the original. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of times it's like, you know, we want like this cool, like, arguments or like something crazy happened or like, you know, but honestly they worked like so well together, especially having like a father and son, like kind of sort of co-directing sometimes. It was really, they worked magnificent together.
Well, you've all done a fantastic job. It releases in summer here in Australia on January 1st. I think it is going to be, you know, enormous. Did you guys get the sense that you were part of something just a little bit special while you were making it?
Yes.
I mean, just having the title Ghostbusters in it and working with Ivan and Jason Reitman, I mean, you know that you're making something like pretty cool and special.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's interesting. It's like, we've had the experience for 2 years now. And so if I talk about the movie, I'm never really actually talking about like the scenes from the movie. Although like, I love the movie so much. I'm more talking about like the experience that we had, like, and that's something that we'll never forget. And it was almost like, you know, the movie kept getting pushed. And I remember thinking like, you know, if it just keeps getting pushed, like I still did it, you know, like mm-hmm. I still did it. So, I mean, I obviously want people to see it, but
yeah,
you know, but it's like a nice, it's a nice thing I think to think, because it shows that I think we all had a really great, unforgettable time.
Yeah, that absolutely comes through. Thanks. Great fun to chat with you guys. You look like a couple of absolute sticks of dynamite. Thanks for chatting to us here in Australia. And all the best with whatever you do next. Love the movie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.